So my name is Stephen Deschamps. I'm a graduate student of Dr. Aguijara at the University of Florida Gulf Coast Research Center outside of Tampa. And I'm going to talk about microenvironment optimization by white-striped and metallized striped plastic mulch for increasing early yields of strawberry. So in order to understand why we need to optimize the microenvironment and increase early yield, it's important to understand our production season. So typically we plant in like October and then start producing in December. So you can see the red bar graph, that's our production. Production increases through the winter until it peaks in March, where we have like 30% of the whole season's production. And accordingly, price will go down as the season progresses. So price starts out really high in December, almost $18 a flat, and then it decreases down to below $8 in March. And so maybe below like $10, it might not be worth growers even harvesting at that point in the cost of labor. So the point is we want to shift production away from the late season or at least more into the early season when prices are really high. And so an intuitive way to do that would be simply plant earlier. And so here we have two calendars that use kind of a color gradient where red is warmer and then green is cooler. And so this is average daily temperature. Traditionally, we'll plant here somewhere in mid-October. Well, growers want to increase early yield, and so they started planting a little bit earlier. And so you can see that if we move back to planting date by like 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks into September, temperatures are a lot hotter. And so mean temperature is 27 degrees in that third week of September versus like 23 degrees in the second week of October. And that's mean temperature. So maximum temperature is even higher. And so there's more heat stress when they plant earlier. And strawberries are not very good at dealing with heat stress. And so here's a graph showing some different root zone temperature treatments from a study done about 20 years ago. And what they found is you can see the triangle is a 29 degrees Celsius root zone temperature and the square is 35 degrees Celsius. Once you get up above about 30 degrees Celsius, you really start to reduce the growth of the plant. And so from 35 down to 29 degrees Celsius, you get twice as much growth in a two-week period. And then in a three-week period, you get three times as much growth. And so the plants really do not do well above 30 degrees Celsius root zone temperature. It's sort of like a growth inhibition point for them. Additionally, plastic mulch also affects the canopy temperature, not just the root zone temperature. And so here you can see 5 centimeters above black plastic mulch, it's like 5 degrees Celsius warmer than the air temperature because you have a lot of heat radiating off of black plastic. This slide, I don't want to get caught up in the proteins and genes involved with flower expression, but I want to talk about plastic mulch will affect the light environment around the plant, and light quality will affect the flowering of the plant. And so you have different proteins and genes that are all affected by different colors. And so red can interact with different photoreceptors to either degrade or stabilize or regulate or downregulate the proteins and genes or the genes that are involved in floral expression. And to make it more confusing, we also have the effect of temperature, which can kind of change all of these interactions. But in general, the consensus on strawberries and short-day strawberries is that red light is going to inhibit flower bud initiation, and far red will promote flower bud initiation. And so with black plastic mulch, the optical properties are that it has high shortwave absorption, so it absorbs a lot of daylight. And what that will do is cause a lot of heat to build up in the bed. And then they have high long-wave transmittance. That means that infrared energy or heat can easily pass through black plastic mulch surfaces. And then they have high long-wave emissivity, so heat is also easily radiated off of them. And so ultimately, you get high root zone temperatures and high absorption of light, so very little light is reflected. With a striped mulch, such as white-striped or metallized striped, they reflect sunlight, and so it won't be absorbing that light and then transferring it as heat to the soil. They have low long-wave transmittance, and so if you think of like aluminum foil at home where you put it over something to prevent it from getting cold when you pull it out of the oven, aluminum does not transfer heat very well at all. And so the heat that's in the bed will get trapped in the bed, and then the heat that's outside doesn't enter the bed very easily. And then it also has low long wave emissivity, so it's not emitting a lot of radiation either. And so with a metal ice or a white stripe in the bed, you get low root zone temperatures or high reflection. So those are the properties that we know of with these different mulches. So our hypothesis is that if we add a white or a metallized center stripe to black plastic mulch, we can optimize soil and canopy microenvironments throughout the whole season. And so the metallized and white stripe, is meant to decrease establishment root zone temperatures. So when the plants are still small, light will reflect off the stripes and result in lower temperatures. It will reduce the crown temperature and the whole plant temperature. It will increase light capture by reflecting more light and hopefully shift the canopy light environment for the better to favor flowering. And then the black shoulders are meant to increase late season soil temperatures. So later in the season, in like January and February when it starts to get colder, the plants will have covered the center stripe, and then the black shoulders remain exposed to warm the bed. So our objectives with the study, we want to find the effect of white stripe mulch and metallized stripe mulch on root zone temperature, crown tissue temperature, and the canopy light environment. And so to do that, we set up a field trial. We planted in late September outside of Tampa, Florida, at our research center. We had three plastic mulch types. We had black, we had white striped, and metallized striped. We used two cultivars, Florida Radiance and Florida Beauty. And then we harvested twice weekly so that we could see what's the effect of the mulches on the yield, not just the microenvironment factors. For data collection, we used Decagon R21 soil temperature sensors to monitor soil temperature at a 5-centimeter depth. And then the canopy tissue temperature, you can see that picture on the bottom on the left. That's the thermistor that we used next to a penny. And so it's a really, really, really tiny thermistor that we inserted right into the crown tissue at the beginning of the season. And then throughout the season, the crowns grew around those thermistors, and we were able to monitor the actual tissue temperature in the field. And so that's something that hasn't been done before, so we were excited to get that data. We also measured light quantity and quality using an apogee spectroradiometer. We did that in the field, and we did it in the lab as well. And for we had a split plot design with 4 replications and 24 plots total. So I'll get it out of the way, the marketable yield, because this isn't the important part for this talk, but it is important to understand how it affected yield. For early yield, we see about, across both mulch types compared to the black mulch, which is the blue bar, we see 32 and 34, so about 30% yield increase using these two mulch types. And so we also had a significant increase in the late season as well, where white stripe mulch increased yield by 23% and metallized stripe mulch increased yield by 20% compared to the black mulch. And then total season, we also had a significant yield increase around 25% with both mulch types. So that's really good. And now we wanted to figure out, well, why is this happening? And so monitoring our soil temperature and our canopy tissue temperature told us a lot. So this slide has a lot going on, but I'll go through it one step at a time. So on top we have soil temperature, and the closed black circles are the black mulch, and then the closed triangle is the white stripe mulch, and then the open triangle is metallized stripe mulch. In October, and I also added a line there at the 30 degree mark, so you can see that our stripe mulches are reducing soil temperature below 30 degrees, which, like I said, is the growth inhibition point. And so all of that red area is the difference between the black mulch and the striped mulches in October. And we had a max average reduction of about 3 degrees Celsius happening during the afternoon under the striped mulches. So it's significantly cooler below the striped mulches in October, and also in November, where we had about 2.7 degrees Celsius reduction under the striped mulches. In December and January, when the plants are covering the bed center, you can see that there's less of an effect of the stripe on soil temperature, which makes sense because it's no longer exposed to interact with the sunlight as much. In the middle, you can see the canopy growth photos, and I included those to show how the canopy grows to cover the stripe throughout the season. And then on the bottom, we have crown tissue temperature. And so crown tissue temperature somewhat mirrored the soil temperature effects in that both stripe mulches significantly reduced the soil temperature, especially during the afternoon. So that blue shaded area that you see in the October graph, there's a max reduction of about 2 degrees Celsius And so physiologically, that's going to have a big effect on flower development and flower initiation. So there's hopefully a lot less stressful conditions for the plants. Even if it's just a 2 degrees Celsius decrease, it should be physiologically very significant. In November, we see 1.6 degrees Celsius decrease. And then something interesting happens in the winter. The plants that are on the metallized mulch are actually warmer than the plants that are on the white stripe mulch. And the reason for this is, at least that I think, is, like I said, aluminum doesn't emit heat very well. And so the heat that builds up on today will not be emitted throughout the night like it would be on black mulch. It would all escape at night. Instead, I think it's like kind of slowly released, you know, throughout the night to warm up the plants and in the morning. And so in the morning, the plants on metallized stripe mulch are a couple degrees warmer, like a degree and a half warmer than the plants on white stripe mulch. And so in the winter, the plant tissue temperature between metallized stripe and black mulch is very similar. And then the white stripe mulch, the plants are a little bit cooler. And so those are the soil and canopy tissue temperature effects of the mulches that we found. As far as the light environment, so here's some of our light measurements. This is incoming solar radiation at, like, I think it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon or something. And so we had a PPF of 1492 micromoles with a red to far red ratio of 1.15, which is typical of incoming sunlight. Reflected off the black mulch, there's very little light reflection. So the scale of the next couple graphs is important to note. So it only goes up to 0.9 micromoles on this scale, and that's per individual wavelength. So we get a total of about 63 micromoles reflected off of the black mulch at a 10 centimeter height, or about 4 inches, which is where, you know, the leaves of a strawberry plant are typically sitting. Reflected red to far red ratio is 0.36. And so total, when we combine the effects of the incoming sunlight and the reflected light, that makes the light environment within the canopy have a red to far red ratio of about 1.06. Off the white stripe mulch, so instead of having 63 micromoles reflected off of the black mulch, now I have almost 300 micromoles. So it's 282 micromoles with a 0.67 red to far red ratio. So combined incoming and reflected light, now I have a red to far red ratio of 1.03, which is a little bit lower than the black mulch. On the metallized stripe mulch, again, about 280 micromoles reflected. And these are just single measurements on one day, and so it would be different, you know, at different times. But the red to far red ratio reflected was 0.5 for a total red to far red ratio of 0.98. So now it's below 1. And so the idea is that having a lower red to far red ratio should favor floral development in the crown. And so in conclusion, what we found was in the early season with black mulch, you're going to have more heat stress. But with the stripe mulches, you can reduce the root zone temperature by about 3 degrees Celsius, especially during the afternoon. The crown tissue temperature should reduce by about 2 degrees Celsius in the season that we measured. And then early yields increased by about 30%, 33%. And then in the late season, we have equal warming between the metallized stripe and the black mulches. And so overall, the stripe mulch cooled the soil, increased light capture, reduced the red to far red ratio, and produced much higher yields than the black mulch. And I'd like to acknowledge Imaflex, who produced the metallized stripe mulch, and Florida Strawberry Growers Association, and all of our awesome lab members who helped. Any questions? Yeah. Yeah, so like the metallic and aluminum mulches, a lot of research is done to see like the effect on thrips or other like disease-bearing, you know, white flies and stuff like that. And typically, yeah, it will reduce insect populations and damage. For us, there was a trend of reduction. It's not significant in both seasons, but we had like some kind of confounding problems with cover crops that were planted nearby that caused some issues and whatnot. So we haven't seen any consistent effect of the metallized stripe mulch yet, but we'll look more into that. Yeah. All right. I think that's it for me. So we'll have to talk later. Yeah.